Hey, this is your girl, Letitia. And let me first say, I'm sorry that I've been cheating. Please understand that I do this so you don't have to. See, I was checking out this forum on another site, and there was this guy looking for some advice. Basically, he wanted to know if and how he should approach this woman who had a filter set on her preferences to not date anyone over 75 miles away from her. He was twice that distance. He seemed to think that she was his dream woman, but couldn't get an email to her because of the site's restraints and her filters. As you can imagine, folks were saying everything from move on to change your zip code. In other words, lie to at least get her attention. So here's my question to you. Is it ever worth lying to the other person just to get your foot in the door? Isn't there always going to be some kind of reason or justification that you can make in the name of true love, or in this case, the potential of it? Where do you draw the line when it comes to giving out information? Do you believe that omission of the truth is still a lie? See, I hear all the time that women hear the truth, know what the truth is, and still move forward with the hope that she will be able to changed the truth to fit her needs. I also know that guys, more than a few in my experience, will tell you just enough of the story to support their point and leave out the vital parts that will change your understanding and perception altogether. There is a thin line between doing whatever it takes and manipulating a situation to get what you want. I have to admit that I'm somewhat conflicted when it comes to this guy's particular dilemma. On the one hand, if he feels so strongly that she could be the one based on her profile, picture, and that good old gut feeling, then doesn't he owe it to himself to be able to find out? On the other hand, if he really thought enough of her, shouldn't he respect her wishes to only date guys that live within a certain distance to her? Doesn't her preferences matter? You know that I'm a big fan of dating your preference. What if that preference is limiting you? It's always your right to choose. It's easy for us hopeless romantics to say that everyone should be open to the possibility of love, no matter where it comes from. The reality for a lot of people is that long-distance relationships don't work for them. There could be some time constraints or family issues that will prevent them from ever moving, so why tempt fate, right? What happens if they are perfect for each other but unable to move? Wouldn't that be worse than never knowing there is someone out there for you? I really enjoy playing devil's advocate sometimes. The truth for me is that I always believe that there's a way to do what you want, have what you want, and be all that you want. It first starts with knowing what you want, and then making the decision to do whatever it takes to make it happen. I'm curious. Would you be angry or flattered that a guy or woman would go through so much lengths to get to know you better? Is it ever okay to tell a little lie to get in the door, as long as you come clean as soon as possible? This is Letitia, and I think that if the only thing you can do to get someone's attention is a lie, you're not thinking hard enough.